The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. First Canto, Chapter Number 13, Text Number 57. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari. Recorded on August 31st, 2012, in Timișoara, Romania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Bhagavate
Sa,
sa,
va,
adya,
tanat,
rajan,
parata, panchame, ahani, kalevaram, asyati, svam, tat, cha, basmi, bhavishyati, sava adyatanadrajam, parata panchamehani, kalevaram hasyati smam, tatscha basmi bhavishyati, sava adyatanadrajam, parata panchamehani, kalevaram hasyati svam, chat chat bashmi bhavishyati. So he va in all probability. Adya today tanat from rajan, O king, parata ahead, panchame, on the fifth, ahani, day, kalevaram, body, hasyati, shall quit, svam, his own, tat, that, cha, also, basmi, ashes, bhavishyati, will turn into. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. O King, he will quit his body most probably on the fifth day from today, and his body will turn to ashes. Purport. Narad Muni's prophecy prohibited Yudhisthira Maharaj from going to the place where his uncle was staying, because even after quitting the body by his own mystic power, Dhritarashtra would not be in need of any funeral ceremony. Narada Muni indicated that his body by itself would burn to ashes. The perfection of the yoga system is attained by such mystic power. The yogi is able to quit his body by his own choice of time and can attain any planet he desires by turning the present body into ashes by self-made fire. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitantam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Badijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakam Vitamscha. People would be shocked that somebody would leave their body at will, burning their own body to ashes. They're so attached to their bodies, you see. The body is everything for them. They can't imagine such detachment from the body. It's not that he was forced to die at a certain time. He would choose the time, now I would like to die, you see. And then his fire burns up his body and he goes to the planet of his choice. Such an entirely different conception of death than what is accepted and feared greatly in the modern day society. Of course, they deny it, you see, even though death is inevitable. They're so attached to gratifying their senses. Their sense of happiness is so much based on the senses. They deny. Don't. Next year devotion says, do not hold your knees in front of the deities like this. Can you sit straight down? Is there some problem with your body? Balzaz, does it hurt your knees? There's a rule in the next year devotion not to hold the knees in front of the deities. The curtain's closed, it's okay. When the curtain's open, you're not supposed to sit like this. So, they just deny it, basically. They just can't accept the fact. You see, ahani ahani bhutani ganchantiya yamalayam shesha stavram ichchami kim ashchayam atahapadam. This was the question asked by Yamaraj and Maharaj Yudhisthira. What is the most wonderful thing in this world? Maharaj Yudhisthira said, this verse I just quoted, he said there is that every moment countless numbers of living beings are being dragged to the court of Yamaraj, but those who are remaining here, they think, I will never die. You see? They just deny it. They just deny death because it's too fearful. Like a little animal when he's being chased by a big animal, sometimes they'll just close their eyes. It's hopeless. They just close their eyes and hope that it's a dream. But no matter how much you may try to close your eyes on death, you see, cannot escape it. All devouring death, you see. Mrityu sarva harashchaham. Krishna says, I am all devouring death. So they do not want to bow down to Krishna. They say, no, I will not bow down to Krishna. I am Krishna. Why should I bow down to Krishna? I am Krishna. Well, they're forced to the time of death. They will offer their obeisances by force. You see. So it's better to offer your obeisances bowing down voluntarily, you see. That is intelligent. Than to be forced, you see. If you do it voluntarily, you get a very good deal. Krishna gives you a very good deal, you see. Eternity, knowledge, and bliss. You receive a youthful body. You can go to Goloka Vrindavan and become a cowherd boy, a cowherd girl, a flute, a tree, a bush, a rock. You can have a wonderful identity in Goloka Vrindavan if you voluntarily will bow down to Krishna. You say, no, I will not bow down. Okay, no one's going to force you to bow down. But that means you have, or we have an independent mentality not wanting to serve Krishna, and Krishna won't force us to serve him. He's very kind. If we want to remain independent from Krishna, he will say, okay, I'm not going to force you to come to my abode. If you want to stay here where you can think that you are the supreme, okay. Have another material body according to your karma, you see. If you live like a dog in this lifetime, I'll be very kind. I'll give you a body of a dog. You see? If you live like a monkey, you become monkey. Whatever your mentality is, yam yam vapi smaram bhavam, chajant jante kalevaram, tam tam me vaiti konteya sadata bhavabhavataha. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. You see? So at this present moment, we are creating our next body simply by what's going on in our brains, our minds, you see. Whatever you're thinking about right now, you are creating your next body. If you're thinking about the opposite sex, well, you're going to get a body of the opposite sex. If you're a woman, you become a man. If you're a man, you become a woman. And it may not be the human species, let's say. You could become a female monkey. So whatever you're thinking about right now, you are creating your next body. So what kind of body would you like? It's like you go to the shopping mall and see, well, I have so many choices, what would I like today, take home today? You see? Intelligent person, you see. He will think, oh, let me take the best thing. Most people go for the cheap costume jewelry. Only a few people go for the diamonds, you see. Because it's more expensive. So you have to pay a higher price if you want to go to Goloka. Of course, it's not that expensive, really. Simply, you have to pay the price of faith. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam yadi kato palabhyate tattada lang napi muyam vipalam janma koti sakritaya na labhyate. This is described by Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. Pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness cannot be had even by executing pious activities in hundreds and millions of lives. It can be achieved only by paying one price, tattalayam, intense greed to obtain it. Therefore, it is available somewhere, you should grab it. You see, without delay. So if they're having a sale today on Krishna Bhakti, you should run. It's a special sale today on Krishna Bhakti. You should run and grab it, you see. But actually, the only price is greed. We are all too familiar with greed. We're greedy for money, we're greedy for prestige, greedy for sex pleasure, greedy for tongue pleasure. We are all too familiar with greed. You see. But take that same greed you have for sense gratification. You see, this is the same greed that we have for sense gratification. If we will take that greed and we apply it to Krishna, then we achieve the rescue. Krishna bhakti rasa. Krishna consciousness is attained. And when you get Krishna consciousness, what do you get along with Krishna consciousness? Do you know when you get Krishna consciousness, what you get along with Krishna consciousness? You get Krishna. If you cultivate Krishna consciousness, you not only get Krishna consciousness, but you get Krishna. Krishna becomes the personal property of that person who becomes the personal property of Krishna. Krishna reciprocates in kind with your surrender to him. If you will give yourself to Krishna, Krishna will give himself to you. So if that person who owns everything, who controls everything and knows everything is your personal property, then how can you be lacking in anything? It's like Prabhupada wanted that Fisher mansion. Immediately the money was there. You see. He had no money. Actually, they were talking to the real estate agent. And then Prabhupada said, actually, we are beggars and we ask you to donate this to us. The real estate agent probably just, he almost fainted when he heard that. Because he was thinking of this huge commission, you know, for selling this big palace, you see, gold palace, gold everywhere in the palace. So, you see, because Prabhupada had Krishna, therefore whatever money was needed, immediately it came. So if you have Krishna, you see, then you cannot be like Ananyas Chintayanto Mam Yajana Paryapasate Tesham Nichabiyuktanam Yogachemam Baham Yaham. For those who worship 922 Bhagavad Gita, for those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, I preserve what they have and I carry what they lack. You cannot be lacking in anything, you see, if you have Krishna. And you have Krishna to the extent that Krishna has you. You see, do you want Krishna to have you? Do you want to be his property, to be used by him in any way he sees fit? Are you willing to fully surrender to Krishna? Or do you want to keep, I'll keep a little distance if you don't mind, Krishna. Let me keep a little distance. I mean, I like you, but let me keep a little distance. You see, that's the problem. We're keeping a little distance. Therefore, we don't get the full taste of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, we are still hankering for sex pleasure, for money pleasure, for power pleasure, for prestige pleasure. You understand? Do you understand these points? This is our disease. We are diseased by material desires. As of it. Otherwise, we'd be seeing, you say, come on, Prabhu, why are you being so heavy? But we would be seeing, this is a fact. I'm speaking the fact. If we weren't materially diseased, we would see Krishna face to face at every minute. We would see, Yomam Pashati Sarvachastra Vanchamayi Pashati Tashahamna Pranashami Satchamena Pranashati. For one who sees me and everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. Well, the fact is we're still lost because we don't see Krishna within everything and everything within Krishna. This is Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, text number 30. You see, very important verse. 6:30 Bhagavad Gita. So, okay, we're fallen, we're lost. Mild admit it, you know. And just beg mercy. Krishna, please save me. It's all I can do is beg your mercy. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. My dear Lord, I'm drowning in this ocean of birth and death. Please, Krishna, save me. Hare Krishna, you see. We have to beg Krishna. And even though we have no qualifications, Krishna is very kind. He's very, very kind. He's very, very kind. In fact, love exists because Krishna is so kind. It's only because of Krishna's kindness, of Krishna's mercy, that love exists anywhere within the universe. He is the source of all love, of all kindness, all mercy, all compassion. It's all there in Krishna. So we just beg for that mercy, you see, helplessly, like a little child crying for the mother. And Krishna will come. He will bestow his mercy upon us. He will save us from our suffering in this material existence. This material existence is so miserable. It's horrible. It's a nightmare. And Krishna will save it if we just beg for his help. So I can ask now if there's any question. Yes?
May I please ask, how can we get rid of this independent mentality that we...
Which mentality?
Independent. Of independence mentality.
Independent.
Yes.
Yeah. This is a very good question. Excellent question. Thank you, Prabhu. How can we get rid of the independent mentality? Well, first thing is to realize it's simply an illusion. We're not really independent. I mean, right now your heart is beating, right? Are you beating it? No. It's because of Krishna that your heart is beating right now. You depend on Krishna even for your heartbeat, your breathing, and the proper temperature. If it's too hot, we'll die. If it's too cold, we'll die. We are completely dependent on God at every minute, you see. Nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam eko bahonam yo vidadati kaman katu panasha. There is one eternal being amongst the plural eternal beings, and one conscious being amongst the plural conscious beings. That one eko bahunam, the many, eko bahunam yo vidadati kaman, he's supplying all their necessities. So we can't survive for a minute without God's grace, you see. Not for a minute can we survive without the mercy of Krishna. So this idea of we don't need God is completely an illusion. It's complete illusion. So the first thing is realize actually we're not independent. That any conception of independence is simply an illusion. It's false. It's bogus. It's phony. It's humbug. Finished. We're not independent. We're dependent on Krishna at every second. Is it? Just flying in the airplane, think, well, it's only by God's grace that, you know, that I make it, because the planes are crashing every day, at least every few days, you know. There, but for the grace of God, go you or I. In other words, Krishna is very kind. We have to see that by the grace of Krishna, I'm even alive right now. I mean, the other day we were driving down the freeway in Bulgaria, and there was some weird thing. The signs weren't proper, and we ended up going on the wrong side. And the devotees didn't even notice. The driver didn't even notice. And there was two cars. We were going into a head-on collision. They hadn't even noticed it yet. And I was sitting in the back seat. I was singing. I said, "Go to the left, get to the left." I screamed at the driver. We could have been killed just the other day. We were going the wrong way on a freeway. Can you imagine going the wrong way on a freeway and there's two cars coming? We were going straight into a head-on collision on the freeway. I mean, and that, you know. And so, you know, I have practical experience how to be thankful that I'm here right now. I could have been dead. You could have been hearing about my... A Sankarshan who was killed in a automobile accident in Bulgaria. You could have heard the news on Dandavats or something. But I'm here. So we have to always... Somehow I was watching. I mean, sometimes I'm just doing other things, listening to lectures, but I happened to be watching at that moment what was going on. I was observing, what's this driver doing? I just happened to be noticing at that time, and because by Krishna's grace, I just happened to be watching the driver at that time, and I screamed at him. There was a little shoulder on the left. He said, "Get to the left!" I yelled at him as loud as I could, "Get to the left!" And he, boom, wow. So you know, this material world is a very, very dangerous place. At any moment, we can be killed. It's a thing. You never know. So we have to always feel thankful to Krishna, fully dependent on Krishna. Any other questions? Does that answer your question? Okay. Any other question? Yes.
How can we see the urgency of Krishna consciousness if we are not in a situation of crisis?
How can we see the urgency of Krishna consciousness if I'm not in a, you know, dangerous situation, right? This is your illusion, Mataji. You think you're not in a dangerous situation. Don't you know? Padam padam yadva padam nate sham. There is danger at every step. Every step you take, you're in danger. You don't realize you're in danger. Even in the Bible it says, it's called, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. If you think you're not in a dangerous position, you're dreaming. You're in a dangerous position right now. You don't realize it, but you are, you see. You have to realize I'm in a dangerous position every second. So in that way, one has to become sober. And the other day we saw one of our dear ISKCON devotees, Radha Bhava Mataji. She came down with, she was a vibrant, jolly, healthy, happy, married woman, living across the street from the temple with a wonderful husband. But she came down with pancreatic cancer, which is incurable. And she just laying down on her deathbed. They're giving in great pain. They're having to give her all kinds of heavy drugs so she's not screaming in agony. I mean, it's just incredible, just horrible thing to see. But, you know, I was sitting there with a few other devotees and said, we're in line. I said, we're all of us are in the queue waiting for our turn, you see, to be in her position on our deathbeds. So we may think, oh yeah, I'm going to live forever, I'm young, I've got energy, I'm going here, going there, I have a job, I have money, I have a car, or whatever, I have a guitar, whatever it may be, I have this and that. But hey, you know, your time is coming to be there on the deathbed. It's coming very soon, the clock is ticking, you're going to be on the deathbed, you see, leaving your body. So you have to remember that. You have to prepare yourself now. It's like you're taking a university course, thinking, well, there's never going to be a final. It's way off in the future. I'm just going to enjoy, you know, go to the lake, go swimming, go skiing. Who cares about studying, you know? The final's so far off in the future. You don't have to worry about it at all, you know. And you keep thinking that way up until the last night. You see? An intelligent student, he takes very seriously every day. He thinks, I must be prepared. I must be preparing myself for that final. Difference between a university course and the course called Life 101 is in Life 101, the final is a pop quiz. You call it pop quizzes in here? Yeah. It's a pop quiz. Okay. The professor can pop you on at any minute. Who is the professor? Yamaraj. I'm not comparing you to Yamaraj, don't worry. He's a professor here, so I don't want to offend any. But in the course of life, he is the one who gives the final, you see. Yamaraj delivers the final exam. And if one is prepared nicely, yeah, then there's no problem. You see, the Vishnu Dutas come. You pass the exam, you go to Krishna Loka. So you have to understand you are in a very, very, very dangerous, urgent situation that death can come at any minute and it will come to you. Today, tomorrow, next week, next year, the clock is ticking away, so you better be ready. You better prepare yourself now by taking Krishna consciousness very, very seriously. You see, I must fully surrender to Krishna and give up any kind of thought of independent enjoyment. Okay? Next question.
What does it mean to be responsible?
Responsible, yeah. Vedic culture means that everyone must be responsible. Everyone has, responsible means do your duty. So how do you find out what is your duty? That you find out from three sources. The scriptures, the saintly devotees of the Lord, and the spiritual masters. From these you find out what is your duty. Our number one, actually our only duty, Krishna says, sarvadharman parityaja. Give up all other duties, give up all other responsibilities, and take one responsibility only, and that is to fully surrender to me. So what it means to be responsible, Prabhu, is that you must surrender to Krishna. That's all. You want to be responsible? You have to surrender to Krishna. Otherwise, I don't care how so-called responsible you are, whether managing a big company, managing a country, you know, taking care of a wife, kids, somebody. You may be considered a very responsible man, but if you have not surrendered to Krishna, you were simply irresponsible rascal. You see? Responsible means surrender to Krishna. Otherwise, irresponsible. Just like these big prime ministers, presidents, they're all irresponsible rascals. Because they've not surrendered to Krishna. That's it. They're all irresponsible rascals. So one who is actually responsible, is actually dutiful, he learns from the Vedic wisdom, my responsibility in this human form of life is to fully surrender to myself under the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That, what does surrender mean? Do whatever he says. Whatever Krishna says, I do that. That's what it means to be surrendered. Not just some mental conception, oh, I'm surrendered, and I go on serving my senses. No. Whatever Krishna says, you do that. Whatever order he gives, you do that. That's what it means to be responsible. Just like in a company, if you're a responsible employee, whatever your supervisor tells you to do, you do it. So who is our supervisor? That is Krishna. You, whatever Krishna says, you do that, and then you're responsible. Otherwise, no, you're not responsible. All right, I'll let you out of early today. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Vishakha Shankar ki jai.